For our scripture reading today, the off-campus ministry of the committee of the student council has chosen for us to read together Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16. Some of us have been given special ability as apostles. To others, he has given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. Still others have a gift for caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God. Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him, building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity, until finally we all believe alike about our salvation and about our Savior, God's Son, and all become full-grown in the Lord, yes, to the point of being filled full with Christ. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different or has cleverly lied to us and made all the lies sound like the truth. Instead, we will lovingly follow the truth at all times, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, and so become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly, and each part in its own special way helps the other parts, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
As Bobby has just read, we are many parts, and it is our duty as the Off-Campus Ministries Committee to try to find out which gifts, which abilities you have that can be used in ministry in Christ's name as you form a part of his body. And to do this, we have formulated a survey form or information form, and each of you should have gotten a copy of this as you came in. If you didn't, then there are copies that will be available after the service this morning. And right now, we want to celebrate our gifts, which is this section of the form right here. Now, take your spare time, if you have any, in this service to fill out the upper part, and later on we'll be filling out the lower right-hand portion. But right now we're interested in this left-hand section on the lower part where we mark the gifts that we have. And here I want to encourage you to be free with yourself. Do not be stingy with abilities and talents which you possibly have the ability of developing. We're not asking for professionals in each of these fields. We're only asking for an interest and the potential for service through these ministries. So if you have these gifts, mark them, and we want this information. It will be compiled and used by our committee. Now, some of you may have already filled out this form. We had it available at the picnic last week. And if you have, then it will not be necessary for you to fill out another one unless you fill it out incompletely. I noticed some of them were not marked as far as the gifts category and some of the others. So if you understand the form better now and want to make a better copy, then take this opportunity and fill out another one, and we will replace the other one with it. We feel this is an act of worship on your part and on ours. And as you fill out the form, as I say, be free with your abilities and be honest with yourself and with God in the use of these abilities. one final word before we continue with the service. If you have any doubt, just go on and mark it if you have any doubt about it, if you can do it, and we'll see if you do have the ability.
Let's continue in our spirit of worship as we look to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for this opportunity to gather as your body in a spirit of worship. We offer thanks for your creativity that is expressed in the uniqueness of each person here. We thank you that you've called us into ministry and that you've equipped us for that ministry through the giving of gifts. Help us to realize that our accepting these gifts also means our accepting the responsibility of using them for the upbuilding of your church. We thank you, Father, for entrusting us with the gospel. It is in the name of the one who we proclaim that we offer this prayer of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
We want to continue now as we look at some different opportunities for ministry. And today we're privileged to have a special guest with us, Mrs. Grush. She's a counselor at the elementary school here in Wake Forest. And she'll be coming to talk to us about the tutoring ministry here. And I'm sure that she would be glad to talk with you after the chapel service about this ministry if you'd like. Mrs. Grush.
I come from the elementary school just south of here, of which there are 980 children. They come from a radius of 25 square miles. In a sense, it's the world in microcosm. These children come from Vietnam, and they come from northern ghettos. Some of them are perhaps your children. But it indeed amazes me that we do reflect the world in such detail, such as you read in your newspapers or watch happening on the TV. I'm faced with the reality of children who fail in school from the first grade on because they carry tremendous burdens. They don't complain about their burdens, that's the way life is. But they suffer or have suffered from malnutrition, which was either affecting their parent or is affecting them as children. They become slow learners or even mentally retarded. There are children there who have suffered extremely from poverty, who do not know what heated homes or bathtubs, or do not know what a book or a magazine is like to have in their home. These children have suffered violence, extreme violence. They have suffered rejection, and very often the rejection is because of the separation of their parents, and neither parent wants to care for them. They are abused, they are neglected, and some of these parents are parents who are alcoholics. Some of these social situations I've spoken about are causal to having slow learners, but there are also children who, through early birth trauma, or again genetics, have learning disabilities. And by this, it is defined children with normal intelligence who can understand but have trouble with perception. They cannot hear, not in acuity, but in the sense of discrimination between met and mat. And if you can't tell the difference in the sound, therefore, how can you spell? They're, of course, the emotionally disturbed, and rightfully so, if they have had to face the problems that many of us would never have imagined. As a tutor, you choose two children that you'd like to relate to, and you help them individually. And I ask for an hour or so regularly each week. The seminary students with whom I've worked during the past 3 and 4 years have all had tremendous learning experiences if they have given truly of themselves. And they usually leave our school quite floored. But let me invite all of you to accept the fact that these children do exist and they are your future ministry.
I represent the Partners Program. Partners is a Christian social ministries program that's sponsored by Raleigh Baptist Association. It is a big brother, big sister type program, but is designed for juvenile delinquents that are on probation. In other words, kids very much, as Ms. Grush has just described, but have begun to act out their frustrations to the point of having come in contact with the law. An adult sponsor, or as we refer to them, a senior partner, is matched with a junior partner for 1 year, or in case of a student, may be negotiated as a point of 9 months instead of a year. Partners will provide the senior partner with training, with supervision, and a few activities for him or her to share with their junior partner. The purpose of Partners is twofold. One, to try to make a kid's first trip to court his last, or to help prevent that first trip to court. One of our preventing methods is to also match the brothers and sisters of the youth that's on probation. The second part of our purpose is to provide an opportunity for Christians in the Raleigh Baptist Association to express their Christian love and to provide a Christian witness through a ministry that deals with real human needs. It is a ministry that does deal with these human needs. It is a ministry that takes Christianity out of its abstracts of theory and doctrine and puts it in its concrete of express love, of works, and of faith that is alive and active. Where can you fit in Partners? You can fit in just one of these purposes, which is that of providing opportunities to Christians that are in this area. You can do that by communicating the program to other people in this community, to your fellow students, letting them know that they do have this opportunity of ministry. You may want to stop by after the service at Mackey Hall and just pick up a card from me that you might want to give to a friend that you think would be a good senior partner, or either to post on a bulletin board that's available. Or you may want to get involved in both purposes of Partners and be a senior partner. You may want to talk with me then more in detail about the hows and the whens and the wherefores of what's involved in helping a kid make that first trip to court his last. Or also in that area, you can add your third personal purpose there in getting your fieldwork requirement. But this is one ministry in which you can become involved with real problems, with real people, and express a real Christian love.
It is my privilege this year to be the co-chairperson of a new team here on campus. This team is called FOCUS. FOCUS is, or means, Fellowship of Christians United in Service. The central purposes of this team are to meet the needs of churches in a type of special emphasis day or weekend, to minister to these different needs in such a way as to bring glory to Jesus Christ, to offer opportunities for ministry to Southeastern students who are not already involved in full-time church-related work outside of our campus. We hope to be able to do these things in three different ways. This is where you, as a student, here at Southeastern fits in. We hope to make many of our contacts through student pastors here on campus. We hope that you will go back to your churches and find out their needs and see if our team can meet these needs in some way. Secondly, we hope to make contacts through our field education offices. Thirdly, we hope many of you will put your different talents to work as a member of this team. Our team will be unique, and you can help make it that way. We hope to equip our team so that various aspects of ministry can be expressed. We hope to have a team that can express all the elements essential to meeting specific needs of these churches, such as worship, fellowship, evangelism, preaching, teaching, and ministry in various different forms. Each day or weekend, as I have already said, will be unique. We hope to include in our different services that which will meet the specific needs of the churches. This will involve various aspects of ministry everywhere, from puppets to preaching. We hope you will take time to find out more about this team and the various opportunities open to you. We encourage you to take a look at your various talents and seriously consider if you have a place of service on this team.
My area of work with this committee is with the Rest Home Ministry. The purpose of the Rest Home Ministry is to provide Sunday morning worship services for the three rest homes in this immediate area of Wake Forest. There are also numerous other opportunities, such as drama groups or musical groups or any special talent that you might have, to bring programs to these people at times other than Sunday morning or other than the various seasons that we celebrate around. And then there's another emphasis of our committee, and that is for people to come to visit the people in the rest homes. I believe this is a very needful thing. We have several people in Southeastern Seminary who are majoring in geriatric work, and so therefore this would give them a special time to go and talk with these people and just to visit with them and befriend the aged persons in the community.
I represent the Famine Relief Committee here on our Southeastern campus, and I'd like to read to you from Matthew 25. I'd like to read verses 42 through 45. There have been many people who have questioned the validity of sharing a positive Christian witness to the starving peoples of the world. Our committee is founded scripturally, and I'd like to share this with you. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick, or in prison and did not care of you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. The purpose of the African Famine Relief Committee was founded to share a positive Christian witness to the starving peoples in Africa. We realize that the hungry do not care about Jesus Christ. They only care about their next meal. Matthew 25 becomes a very important passage to us in creating and in stimulating an awareness about the needs of the whole person and not just the spiritual. It seems we have a tendency when we're engaged in vocational Christian ministry to see the individual not as a whole person, but as a spiritual being, or perhaps as a physical being, or even perhaps as an intellectual being. I think we need to become sensitive to ministering to people as a whole. It is through this need that we hope to shape our Christian witness on this campus from the fortunate to the less fortunate.
I look around in the place that I live. I see people with so much to give. Yet there are those who are dying to know just that somebody cares. I see people just longing to know what they can live for and where they can go. We have the hope and the purpose to share, but do we really care? Do you really care? Do you know how to share with people everywhere? In darkness, searching for a way. Don't you know of someone you can help today? Do you really care? Do you know how to share with people everywhere? Do you really care? Will you take the dare? Spread good news everywhere. The cross of Christ to bear.
You have heard and experienced, I now ask you, if you will, to fill out here on the right hand, on the lower portion, which committee you, as to the best of your knowledge right now, feel led to work with. Now, you've heard the needs, you've heard the purposes of each committee, and we've even provided a place of another opportunity, another ministry you think would fall under this category that you have an interest in and maybe have already begun work in. If this be the case, then fill out that last blank and put the area of ministry this covers. But otherwise, we call on you to fill out, by checking one of the blanks or making an X, which committee you would like to work with. And a part of this, if you're still uncertain, after chapel is over, which will be shortly, we will all be assembled in Mackey Commons room. for you to talk with these different committees about their work and maybe finalize your commitment there. So we want to give you an opportunity both now and following chapel to make this response as God would lead you. Let us pray. Father, for the blessings of your grace and the fellowship of your Spirit, we thank you. Empower us now to minister in Christ's name and use these gifts for the expanding of your kingdom. In Jesus' name.